Grade 12 Patrick Fogarty Catholic Secondary School student Dominic Watson has a vision to bring a new level of excitement and community spirit to local high schools by organizing the first ever high school ice hockey tournament. The tournament would be inspired by similar events in nearby Barrie. Watson believes the tournament would give hockey the recognition it deserves in local high school sports. "I've been looking around at how Barrie has their tournaments, and I was thinking that it's just something Aurelia lacked," Watson explained. "Hockey is our nation's sport, but in high schools they focus more on the blackball tournament and volleyball tournaments, where hockey doesn't get the respect as it deserves." Watson envisions the tournament not only as a platform for athletic competition but also as a way to foster community spirit among students. "It would create more of a community spirit in the high schools," he noted. "With the three schools going up against each other, there would definitely be a rivalry feel, similar to the intensity seen at OSS and PF football games." The student organizer also pointed out the unique dynamic that would come with many students currently playing together on local teams, such as the Aurelia Terriers, Aurelia Hawks, and North Central Predators, but would find themselves on opposing sides in the high school tournament. "It's kind of like the Four Nations Cup in that way," Watson said, highlighting the potential for exciting matchups and school pride. Watson hopes to name the tournament trophy after the late Gordon Lightfoot, Aurelia's beloved hometown music legend, as a tribute to his legacy and a nod to the community's roots. "Having his name put on that cup for this tournament would just make sense," Watson said. A key component of Watson's vision is to include both boys and girls teams, aiming to promote girls' hockey and put the players on the same level as the boys. "It would showcase girls' hockey a little bit," he said. "It would also build momentum for the sport at the high school level." Though the idea is still in its early stages, Watson is determined to see it through. He has already identified potential challenges, including gaining approval from both school boards and organizing logistics such as securing ice time at Rotary Place. Despite the challenges ahead, Watson remains optimistic that his vision will come to life. "It's something that I feel like we need," he said. "It's something I hope we can pass on to the next generations." For those who have interest in assisting Watson with his idea or providing suggestions, he can be reached at dominicwatson042007@gmail.com.